Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for the leadoff spot. It's presented by Laborers Local 731. Feel the power. And Robbie Cano joins us in the leadoff spot tonight. Cano suffered through an injury-plagued down season last year, hitting .256. But he had a better second half, which was encouraging for this year. Cano has been his usual steady self in 2020. He's hitting .315 with an almost .900 OPS, 10 home runs, and 30 RBIs. What has the bounce-back year meant to the 17-year veteran?
Well, it's meant a lot personally because I love this game. I love to go out and be successful. You know, I work so hard in the offseason to keep myself in shape and be able to, come out here and help teams to win games. And what I don't, for me, it's not showing people or sending messages to anybody that I can still play this game. I know what I can do, but, the only message for me is the team that I always go home and prepare myself to come here and perform at a high level.
We've recently heard some of the younger Mets bemoan the fact that they can't, watch their game at bats on video this year because of the COVID rules and restrictions. Now, Cano, however, feels that that may be a plus. Stay out of the video room, talk, look, and listen.
I came up when there was no video, and I think it's a good lesson for a lot of the young guys. You know, because I think sometimes, for sometimes we won't lose in the sense or how many guys, like you see in the past, you see guys in the dugout telling each other, he threw me that pitch, so be ready. Mm-hmm. You know, his slider doesn't move, like he just is like a slurvy. Something like that compared to just, I just got out. You know, I don't need to be in the dugout. I just got to go to the video room and watch. I think it's good so guys can feel how it was in the past. And it's good that, keep their mind more in the game. They just got to sit on the video for an inning or two or three, and then, okay, even if you get what you're doing wrong, but 99%, you're not going to get what you're doing wrong and fix it right away.
One guy that Robbie misses is hitting instructor Chili Davis. He's working remotely from his home in Arizona because of the pandemic. Davis is a 19-year MLB veteran. He hit 350 home runs, drove in over 1,300 runs, and Cano misses the give and take he enjoyed with Chili on site.
We keep in touch through texts and calls, and, but in the past we get to talk every day because he's here. For me, I like to ask questions, even if I know the answer. I like to see what other people think about it. And I think in this game, the only way you can be successful, you got to ask questions, especially a guy like Chili. They play one game, you have to use your brain. Compared to now, you get to go home and get your iPad and get to see who's pitching tomorrow. See a guy for like 2-3 hours. And like I say, I miss Chili Davis. For me, he's one of the best hitting coaches.
It's been a breakout season for one Michael Conforto, and Cano has certainly taken notice of that. He spoke about the young outfielder both as a player and a person.
That guy can hit, and for me, he can hit. He can play outfield. His presence in the team is big. The guy, he's been here for the last 2 years. He can hit the ball anywhere on the field, opposite field homers. He's a guy that also, do the job with men in scoring position. He's big in this team. This guy is really good.
That is Robbie Cano joining us in the leadoff spot.